This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is Dennis Halnon, one of the engineers and employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer comments, questions, and concerns, so get online. And we just had a shout-out from Portugal on the Facebook page, which is kind of cool, from George, right, Dennis?
Yeah.
That was kind of neat. Hi, George.
It's got to be like 6 or 7 in the morning over there, but hi.
Wouldn't it be later?
Oh,
no, wait, no.
Oh, wait a minute. You're right. It would be...
like in the evening, right?
It would be in the evening, sorry.
That's okay. Portugal's online. That's pretty cool. Feel free, if you want to get online, 860-522-9842. I don't think... they can call from Portugal without paying something there. The 800 number is now. I mean, man, they would have hated that, huh, Joey, if they got a call from Portugal.
he can reach us on Facebook.
Yes, he can. If you got a question, feel free to put it there. 860-522-9842 is the number. Four lines wide open on this lovely Saturday morning here in Connecticut. So feel free to get online. As we wait for your calls, we will talk about more technology news. And again, we can talk a little bit more about that Senate bill, although we don't have a lot of information on it ourselves. I heard the advertisements this morning myself on our program for the first time.
Never heard that before.
No, but it is interesting. So as we wait, I did have an article I wanted to bring up only because it had Trumpet in the headline. So this is from my favorite UK tech blog, The Register.
Love The Register.
I love them. Microsoft Trumpets updated HR-friendly policies that comply with recently changed laws. So you might have heard Microsoft is changing some of their HR policies and posting salaries and trying to make sure that everyone's treated equally. And that's good because Microsoft has been in trouble in the recent past, just last month. This is ridiculous. This is just last month. It's professional social network LinkedIn. This is a business network, right?
Mm-hmm.
They settled with the U.S. Department of Labor overcharges it systematically. This is on LinkedIn. Underpaid women in engineering, products, and marketing roles. I mean, that's ridiculous. It's awful. What are you doing, guys? This is LinkedIn. This is a professional marketplace for people's careers, and you're systematically underpaying the people who work there. I mean, are you nuts?
How do the people at LinkedIn not understand HR and HR laws?
You can't make it up.
I
can see it maybe in their Windows division.
I don't even know what to say at this point.
Right. In 2019, Microsoft received attention surrounding normalized workspace harassment, when an email chain detailed female work experiences full of personal accounts of gender discrimination, sexual harassment, and microaggressions. Since then, of course, it was alleged that founder and former CEO Bill Gates himself had a reputation for questionable conduct in the work settings. We'll put this link up here for you, but, you know, Microsoft's trying to make it right. But, I mean, this was just a couple of years ago. LinkedIn's getting hit by the Department of Labor. It's a site about jobs. And you're doing this to right. your workers within yeah. Microsoft? That's... Who was running that division?
Yeah, like I said, I don't even know what to say. How can they not know? Well, never mind.
Yeah, so we'll put a link up here for you. You can read the story from the Register. But it of course, you know, it's nice they're trying to make things right now, but a little late until you finally.
It's always after the fact, especially at Microsoft.
Yeah, it does seem to be that way.
Yeah, if their escapade with Exchange server hasn't shown that. I don't know what else would.
Oh, it's a nightmare. All right. As we wait for your calls, feel free to get online, 860-522-9842. What else you got there, Dennis? Anything else you wanted to bring up?
Well, Meta, a.k.a. Facebook.
Yes.
You might have heard about their Portal, which was a screen product, hardware product.
Right.
That allowed people to make video calls and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was like FaceTime for a desk.
Right. And... yeah, let's be honest. They were kind of expensive.
I wouldn't even have bothered to even look at the price.
Yeah, I actually did at the time.
How much were they? Out.
I don't know. They were like $250 or
gotcha.
$300. That's I mean, they were not cheap.
No.
And they pretty much only did a couple of different things, which was the video calling, a couple other tasks. I think it would play Spotify or something very specific. There was no generic... software that was available for it. It only did the specific things that Facebook put into them. Gotcha. Sorry, Meta. Okay.
Right.
Got to use the right word. Anyway, well, in a surprise to no one,
yes,
they are ditching the product for consumers.
Oh, so it's still a business product?
Apparently.
What business would need that?
Apparently, there are businesses out there that are using Facebook as their collaboration tool, the way some businesses are using Zoom
or Teams
or Slack.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are using Facebook, and they're going to continue selling these devices of various types to businesses. But the consumer line is dead.
Most businesses have computers. Why would you need another device to interact with people? I can't even understand.
I haven't quite figured it out, except that maybe it's for settings where you're not at a desk with a computer and you're doing something else.
And you also don't have a phone, which of course right. we have camera capabilities as well.
Like maybe a salesperson on a retail floor and you're just walking around with a handheld tablet or something.
And that's it.
I don't know. I'm just wild guess on my part. Speculation. But yeah, that was the other. It wasn't surprising that they killed the product for consumers. What was surprising is that they're going to actually market it further and develop it further for businesses only. I had no idea that was a thing with them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Some of the young kids are asking if Facebook's still a thing. I mean,
I know
we're on our Facebook. We're broadcasting on Facebook Live, but it is.
I know the latest things are TikTok and right. I don't know what else.
Oh, those young whippersnappers. All right, so there's that. What else you got there? Again, feel free to get online, guys. Four lines open for you on this lovely Saturday, 860-522-9842. If you guys don't call, we'll be talking about our kids and our cats pretty soon. What else you got there, Dennis?
Well, I've got a story about people who did something that they shouldn't do.
Yes.
And double strike against them for
yes.
it.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Number one. They are searching the internet for a software product, which
right.
we always tell you never to do.
Right.
If we tell you to get software from somebody, we always provide you the link. It just
right.
go to the link.
Right.
Or if you happen to know the name of the company that sells it, you go to their website and then start from there.
Right.
Okay. Always.
Mm-hmm.
You don't search for software because of the possibility of going to the wrong place. Well,
right.
In this case, there was a campaign to spread malware
yep.
to people who were searching the internet for the pro version, which is a paid version of CCleaner.
Right. which is a malware removal
but
tool.
But they were looking for pirated copies that would run the paid version for free.
Right. So,
that's why I'm saying it's a double strike. Number one, they're doing something that they shouldn't do, which is just search the internet for software.
Right.
Number two, what they're searching for is something that they shouldn't even be getting.
Right.
Which is a pirated version of paid software. Right. And they're getting information stealing malware on their computers now.
And funny.
Isn't that wonderful?
CC Cleaner is a malware remediation tool.
Well, malware, not really.
Not really?
It just cleans up.
Performance improvement tool?
Yeah, a little bit. It cleans up temp files and web caches.
Okay.
It also has some other tools in it, like its own program uninstaller.
Okay.
Which in some cases actually works better than Control Panel.
Gotcha.
It also will do drive wiping,
mm-hmm.
which will rewrite empty space on a spinny drive with ones and zeros.
Yeah, like a digital shredder.
The old DOD 3 rewrite sequence.
So here we got people doing that, and they're going to get malware. So... pay for the software.
Yeah,
just buy it.
If you want the functionality, just buy it.
I know.
People, come on, how stingy are you?
The issue though is the industry of technology has always been, hey, give it away for free, right? And everyone keeps thinking everything should be for free. Even support, right? They're like, shouldn't you guys exist for free? Well, you know how much it costs me to get my microwave fixed if I want to fix an LED backlight? $400.
What?
Yeah.
This is a thing that you had to do?
I didn't do it because I'm not spending $400 on a... We're going to have to just guess on what's in there. But the point is, yeah, everyone thinks it's for free. So if you're working on a computer, right, and you want it to work and you need help with software or interfaces with technology, you think you should get that support for free? The software for free? The technology for free? What company does that? Nobody does that.
No.
But Microsoft started it, right? All these companies gave it away, and now we're dealing with this issue. All right, let's get to your calls. You got Mark in Bristol with a question.
Morning, guys.
Morning. What's happening?
More of a... excuse me, I was just eating breakfast. More of a question with really no answer, because we kind of know what the answer is, or at least I think I do. But I have a computer, a Dell laptop, and... if I'm on Facebook and I'm adding a comment or working on a comment, the backspace key becomes the control key, not the control key, the page down key, and I can't finish the comment. If I've misspelled it, I try to backspace, and the whole raster goes right down to the bottom, and that's only on Facebook. I'm mentioning this. I know it's somehow the key codes are getting confused in between me pressing the key and Facebook seeing them, but I kind of wanted to say this as well, so people that don't know a thing about computers don't bring theirs into a shop and get charged $100 or $200 like is common for what I see around here. Maybe you have some thoughts on how the key code's getting screwed up.
Yeah, it's a common problem, I'm finding.
Yeah, I just saw a bunch of articles on it. What browser are you using?
Chrome.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I've seen it mentioned as being a specific problem to Edge, but I believe that it could be Chrome.
Have you tried a different browser, Mark?
I have two actively working, but I can't say that I've actually selected Brave, which is my alternate browser if I'm going to do something that I think is sensitive to getting the data viewed or hacked. I'll use that, but I'm pretty sure the majority of what I do is on Chrome, but I have not. I can't confirm that it does the same on Brave, but after we hang up, I will.
Some people are noting turning off ad blocking, which just doesn't make any sense. They're suspecting extensions. Even Firefox has been noted here, too. This is weird. Facebook has yet to comment on the matter.
Yes.
Oh, so they know about it.
Yep.
Okay.
It involves also pressing, there's a workaround, involves pressing Shift and Enter to do a line break that way. So if you do a Shift Enter, that'll give you the ability to get control back, I guess.
In other words, Shift Enter, and then the backspace key will work as it should.
I'm not saying that, but it gives you some sort of cursor that maybe would give you the ability to move that cursor and allow you to delete whatever you wanted to edit. Very interesting.
Putting a shift enter in might allow you to be able to swipe with your mouse.
Right.
The keys that you want to remove, and instead of hitting backspace key,
right,
you hit delete.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a real pain because you don't really know where the cursor went. It could be all the way at the bottom of the person's feed or whatever feed you're trying to leave a comment on or not.
Right.
So, yeah, somewhere to find or identify where the cursor is would really help.
That might help.
My concern, though, is I think I mentioned several times I work for the city helping seniors with their computers, and I can see them bringing them into a computer shop. Oh, drop it off. We'll check it out. And then coming back, and they've got a $300 bill. It happens constantly.
I'm sorry to hear that. It's a black eye to our industry.
Right.
Although we don't work with end users, and if we did, we wouldn't do that to them. But, so seniors, they get preyed upon for everything.
Yep.
Your job, what you're doing to help people is great, and keep them, make them aware of the predators out there that'll do that to them.
One other thing, since we're talking about it, maybe you could comment on this because I can't. I've tried and tried and tried and tried, and I can't get anywhere. And I don't want to be cited for harassment or whatever. But we have in the town is Bristol.
Yeah,
and we have the Bristol Press here, and there are a lot of newspapers. I think it's the Herald for New Britain and so forth, and they all have the same owner. Recently, they sold the newspaper, and the previous owner had the same problem. And I was talking to the publisher personally for months to get them to do something about this. For every article that's printed in the Bristol Press, you can comment on it, or one can comment on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they do that is if they have a Facebook account, they use a Facebook plugin. You guys are probably real aware of that.
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, how can I be PC now? Third world countries, let's just say, they all have hundreds of fake Facebook accounts and or bots that are leaving work at home and make $10,000 a week. And I'm serious. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, oh yeah. They're being spammed.
And I've had seniors click on those, and I won't even get into it. You know how bad it can be. It's worse than that.
Yeah.
They've lost their telephone use at home, everything. I called the publisher, and I cannot get them to have any interest at all. I'm even suggesting, and it's true, that they're partially liable because they're a conduit to this illegal activity. They couldn't care less. Any suggestions on how I could get any traction?
One of the
people there even told me, just pick up the phone and call Facebook.
Yeah, you know what? I just read a story. So I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on the radio. I just read a story how Geico was actually hit with having to pay a $5.2 million verdict because the person who had the policy got a woman infected with HPV. So having hanky-panky in a car that was actually not running, still, Geico was liable. So my contention is, if Geico can be found liable for that, paying damages when there's no damage to the car, for just having the car's not even rolling, and Geico had to pay a $5.2 million payment for that, I would contend you could bring that up to the newspaper, maybe. I mean, things are getting kooky out there. It's a real story. You look it up yourself. I'm not making it up. So you're right, Mark. I would think they do have some responsibility. And even on a Facebook comments, they do deal with whether or not they're relevant or not. Facebook tries to do a good job of trying to filter out the things that are nasty. But in the case of comments on newspapers, that's something I think they would have to do manually or build a better filter.
Well, I think the newspaper has to, they have to intervene either manually, or there might be some kind of logic that is in the plugin.
Yeah.
Maybe that doesn't allow comments that come in from certain IP addresses. I don't know.
And maybe do an op-ed where you actually write to the papers with an op-ed with examples. That might be helpful. To show where you've seen the seniors get hit.
Yeah, I do give them examples, ad nauseum of how many seniors have been hit and for how much. And I also just tell the publisher right to his or her, which is her now, but his face that you guys are somewhat liable here because you're providing this other conduit. Otherwise, if you didn't, these people wouldn't be able to get their computers ransomed and locked up and so forth.
Send me a link, Mark. Send me an email or something if you could, and maybe I'll reach out to the publisher and see if they want to come on the show and talk about it.
Oh, that would be great. They're actually they've just been sold, so it's a new publisher. But I generally will do that.
Yeah.
And what email address would
Let's
I
use my to use my work email?
Okay, cool.
All right. Esamel@tabinc.com.
Okay, there was just one quick thing I wanted to say.
Quickly, we're running out of time. Joey's going
to
yell at me.
Yeah, I know. I can't remember it. It'll come to me as soon as I hang up.
All right.
Anyway, thanks for the input.
Yeah, keep up the good work, Mark, helping people.
Thanks. Yep. You too.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. All right, we're going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. Three lines open for you. Keep Joey busy. All right, he wants to hear that phone ring. 860-522-9842. Even though he turned off the ringer, it's a whole other issue. We'll be right back. We are back. We're going to get to another quick call here before the bottom of the hour. We're going to go to Todd out there. We don't know where Todd's located. What's going on, Todd? What can we do for you?
Hey, not much. I just wanted to comment on a previous caller about that issue with Facebook.
Yeah, that backspace issue?
It's not isolated just to the PC. It's also on Android, I found.
Oh.
I have two different Android phones, and they both do it.
Oh.
And the only workaround I found is you finish your post wrong, and then you go back in and edit it, and you can fix it.
There you go. That's a workaround. It's fair enough.
It's a cheesy workaround, but
well,
I mean, it
sure,
works. But I just thought it was weird because, you go to back up, and it puts a comment, puts what you type exactly where you don't want it.
So. Yeah. Ooh. Well, sorry about that. It's a feature. Yeah, as Joey would say, it's a feature of Facebook. You'd think they'd get comments.
Yeah,
right.
It's a feature. Okay.
Thanks for the update, Todd.
All right, no problem. Have a good day.
You too. All right, yeah, we love it. We love getting the feedback from you guys out there. Half an hour left in the program. Dennis and I are here live and in person. Feel free to get online. 860-522-9842 is the number to get online. We'll do our best to help you out. Stick around. Morgan's got the news.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you, Morgan. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We're here till 11 o'clock. Two lines open for you. Then Dr. Lessie will come in. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. So feel free to get online, 860-522-9842 or WTIC. And let's go right to your calls. And we're going to go to Ken in Windsor first. What's going on, Ken?
Yeah, I had talked to you some time ago about issues I was having with my network at home. And I just wanted to tell you a couple of surprising things I learned.
Okay.
I had Comcast come out because I thought they were, the source of one of my problems. And I was surprised to learn that they did discover an issue, and the issue was the signal was too damn strong.
They had to
downgrade the signal. They had put a filter on it and then put a four-way splitter in it to reduce the signal coming into the house.
Yep.
That seemed to be causing all kinds of problems with my modem.
Yeah, and sure,
then,
it can.
And then also, the other surprising thing I learned is I went out and I bought a mesh Wi-Fi system for the house.
Nice.
And my house is like 55 feet long, and I put one node down in one corner on the lower level and one node up on the extreme end of the house on the upper level, and I threw the third one in the middle.
Yeah.
And what I found out was I was having trouble with it. I was losing internet pretty regularly, and it was getting very frustrating. And my son suggested that the nodes were too close together. And it turned out he was right. They tell you how far, the maximum you can put them apart, but they never say how close you can put them together.
Interesting.
And evidently they were killing each other. And then the last thing I learned is after I eliminated the one in the middle and just kept the two extremes, I could actually turn off one of them, and I still one of them covered a whole damn house.
Yeah. That can happen if you have a good broadcasting access point. How many square feet is your home?
Well, they say 1,300 square feet, but that's...
So I would contend you could get away with one nice, powerful wireless router for your entire home. And 1,300 square feet is not a lot of distance. 55 feet length. I mean, these access points can go a couple hundred feet. Some of them now can go many, many, many hundreds of feet. So you didn't need that many pucks for your mesh network. Definitely was your issue. It's odd that you would think you did.
Yeah.
Well, that kind of explains why they were a little close together.
Right.
You're covering a relatively small space,
right?
With a bunch of them, so
sometimes more. Isn't it? What's the thing? Everything in moderation, including Wi-Fi, I guess.
Yeah,
including mesh networks. Ken. Too much Wi-Fi.
Well, I wanted to have coverage out all in my yard and in my shed in the back, and
nice.
Now I've got it.
Well, yeah, that would be the point of having it on the edges of the house.
Yeah,
having two. because then they would broadcast all the way out at both ends.
Very good. And thanks for the information. Anything else you wanted to say?
No, the only other thing is that, you know, sometimes I'm away for long periods of time, and I was going to put them on timers, you know, to reboot them occasionally. I don't think I need to do it. It's never gone down.
Yeah.
But I did have a setup prepared for that, and if it doesn't go down, I'm going to leave well enough alone.
I think that's a good idea. We're going to have enough power outages over the summer, thanks to our issues here in Connecticut. It'll reboot on its own anyways.
And I've also found out that I can reboot the modem
yes.
on my phone anytime, you know, through Comcast. So
yeah, you've definitely geeked up there, Ken.
Yep, I'm happy now.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad it worked out for you, and thank you for the information.
All right, love your show.
Thank you. All right, we love you guys for calling in. That is a good point, right? Too much signal is just as bad as too little.
Right, because you're going to have the overlap. The overlap can create destructive interference.
But even on the cable signal, you said, even on that,
I've also heard of that. Yeah, I have.
But you don't think of it, right?
Right. Well, it's very unusual, but it does happen.
So very cool. Let's go to Gene next in Farmington. What's happening, Gene?
Hi. I'm a little frustrated with Facebook. I get on Facebook, and then the next day it goes off. So then I change the password. I get on for a day. The next thing I know, I can't get back on Facebook.
What does it say, Gene?
Pardon me?
What does it say to you? Why do you mean you can't get back on? What's the error?
Well, I'll put the computer on and I'll hit, you know, Facebook, and it won't come up.
So when you say it won't come up, www.facebook.com, it doesn't display on your screen? You have to log in? Does it give you a login page, or is it?
No, I'll have something on the internet, like I'll get pictures from my niece.
Yeah.
And I'll hit, you know, Darlene, and Facebook comes on, and I expect to see the pictures that she's sending, and the Facebook just won't go on.
I'm still trying to understand what you mean by on.
What does not going on look like?
Do you have to log in?
It's a blank screen. I'll have a Facebook things that came on, like from my cousin or from my sister-in-law. And when I click on Darlene, who's sending me pictures, the Facebook won't show me that.
It
shows me a blank screen.
Okay, you're in Facebook, but you're not able to see the data. You're not being displayed the pictures.
Oh. Correct.
I'm thinking it's your internet then. You may not have enough bandwidth or even processing power on your machine to get the data. How old's your computer?
It's ancient.
Yeah. I had a feeling you're going to say that. So most likely what's happening is you're just not up to speed. Is Darlene close by?
No, she's in Colorado.
Ah, gotcha. All I'm saying is you probably need to consider maybe a new machine that's more current that'll be able to deliver the technology of these pictures to you. That you just don't have enough oomph to do it. Maybe enough bandwidth on the internet, and you may not have enough power to display it based on an ancient system is what I'm thinking.
Oh, okay. And like I said, sometimes it comes on, sometimes it doesn't. It gets so frustrating.
Well, right.
Well, in a case like that, it can be a hit and miss thing.
Yeah,
it is. My sister, you know, she had the same problem. She couldn't, Facebook wouldn't come on when she was clicking on. And then she said the next day I kept trying it and it came on, and now she's got the Facebook again. And it just kind of goes off and on whenever it darn feels like it.
Yes, the only the problem is your browser keeps updating way beyond your machine's capabilities probably, and that's, you're just kind of stuck. You said ancient, so over 8 years, over 10 years old your computer is?
I would say about eight.
About eight, yeah. It could be that issue. Do you have a smartphone?
No, I don't.
Okay. I was going to say you could always log in with a smartphone and see the Facebook pictures as well. But I think you may have to update, Gene. So reach out to Darlene and ask her to send you a new computer in order for you to see her pictures.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, Gene. I don't know what to do. You got it.
That's one way to do it.
You never know. You don't ask. That's the way my son works, Matt. Oh, my goodness. He wants to buy a floaty for the pool. All right, $40. This kid works as a server. And he's like, well, if you want to get involved and use the floaty, you guys can go ahead and each give us $10. So you want, I need to buy a piece of the floaty to have access to the floaty in the pool, according to my son. I mean, that's the way he works. So maybe Darlene works that way too. Let's go to Gene in Harwinton. No G in Harwinton.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good, Gene. How are you? Joey put the G in.
Fantastic.
Gene, Joey put the G in there, and I didn't say it.
Oh, that's okay. You did good.
I tried. All right, what can I do for you, sir?
I am an absolute dinosaur.
Okay.
I'm going out shopping for a computer, and I'm trying to figure out the most user-friendly unit I could buy.
User-friendly? Apple people would say is an Apple device. It'll be much more expensive. That's what I've heard. I couldn't use an Apple if you paid me.
I am a Mac guy, and right. I would not necessarily call it all that much more user friendly than Windows.
All right. So now you're in the Windows.
A little bit, maybe.
Okay. So now we're going to angle you toward Windows, which is cheaper, right?
Okay.
Right. And you're going to end up with Windows 11. Whatever you buy these days is now coming out with Windows 11, whether you like it or not. What is your last usage of an operating system? What version were you used to?
I've never done any of this. I'm an absolute dinosaur, I'm telling you.
Ah, okay. Well, you got to start somewhere.
I was in the construction business my whole life, and 6 years ago I had a stroke, and now I reside in a wheelchair, so I'm going out to buy a computer.
Okay. Before you do that, have you checked out some senior centers to get some training on the computer first?
Well, I've got a local library in my town, and they have a person on duty that will help you get started.
Okay, and they probably have computers there already.
Yes.
Have you had some time with them yet?
Not yet. I haven't gotten that far.
I would tell you to go there first.
Yeah.
Oh, before I buy a unit.
Before you spend money, get hands on a computer, someone else's, the library's, whoever's.
Right.
And get an idea of how they work before you start buying.
You might say to yourself,
I have absolutely no idea.
Right. So you go to there. The library is great for that. They have great people. Sit down and have them help you. You know, get on the internet. And they'll show you some of the basics of the internet, show you some basics of email. I mean, that's
where I need somebody to spend the time so I can get the terminology down.
Exactly. And that's why if you went to the library, I think that'd be a good start, or a senior center class.
Right. And it sounds like they have a guy at the library that will do that for him.
Yeah.
They have a person on duty that is willing to help you learn.
Awesome. Then do that first. Do that first before you go and buy a computer, because just having the machine, you know, without any ideas to how to use it, if you've never used it before, you could probably pick it up over time, but let's get a little bit of training and see if you really want to, because there's some things to be said for not even using a computer these days and just enjoying the outdoors. And,
That's been my whole life.
You've been a lucky man. You're a lucky man, sir. Even though it's been my entire livelihood, you're a lucky man.
Well, I thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you too, sir. And let us know how you do out there in the library, and see. And let us, that way we can let other folks know how the experience was.
I will call you back.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye-bye. All right. Joey, take a quick break before the top. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Jack and Ray, please hang on. This is Computer Talk. We'll be right back. Back. We're in the final stretch of Computer Talk. We're going to be here at 11 o'clock. If you missed anything, you can, of course, find our podcast over at WTIC.com. Odyssey is the podcasting and owner of the radio station. You can go ahead and get our podcast. Literally, I want to say maybe 1,000. I mean, you pretty much can spend the rest of your life listening to Computer Talk with Tab 24/7 if you wanted to. I don't recommend that.
You might end up demented and deranged, but you can do it.
You can do it. We are there. All right, let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Jack in Middletown first. He's been there the longest. What's happening, Jack?
Hi. I called a while back, but we ran out of time. I have a problem with a new printer, home use, all-in-one, you know.
Yeah.
And it wants to update the firmware.
Yeah.
Every time I turn it on.
Every time?
Wow.
Every time.
Huh. Do you only turn it on every 6 months?
No, every time I cannot it asked for my my password, my network password. I put it in, it doesn't accept it.
Your printer asked for your network password to do a firmware update. Well, that may, it's trying to get to the internet to download the firmware.
It, is this a Wi-Fi printer?
Yes.
All right. It may be looking for your Wi-Fi password.
Right. Your SSID.
Right. Which, and I put it in and it won't accept it. It says wrong password.
Well,
so I know. Now, let me please one more.
Yes, sir.
Sentence.
You got it.
I know the thing is connected. I can see the Wi-Fi. What do you call it? The icon.
Yeah.
That it's connected.
It might be trying to switch from one Wi-Fi network to another, but I don't know why it would.
Right.
And then it's asking you for the password for the network that it wants to switch to.
So if you know it's connected, Jack, can you ping it?
What do you mean by how do I ping it?
Do you know the IP of that network-connected printer? The IP address? If you don't know it, you can most likely open the configuration and there'll be a setup page. You can actually ask it to print and it'll tell you.
Oh, I can print from it from my phone. It's not a problem.
Right.
You can print from your phone. So it is on the network.
So it's definitely networked. Beautiful. Yeah.
So, but it keeps asking you for the password.
Network password.
I would like to update the firmware, but if I don't have to, I'm going to forget it.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Yeah, if you feel like updating the firmware, you might want to do it from your computer and go to the manufacturer of the website of the manufacturer, look up drivers and stuff for that model, or you might even be able to put in the serial number and get exactly what that thing wants.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be a firmware update tool for you that you can download.
I understand. How do I get to IP config?
Exactly. You just go to the command prompts on the lower left-hand corner of the little magnifying glass, type in the word CMD and hit enter, and that'll give you a DOS prompt. And IP config is going to, if you type that in, you're going to get your IP address. But if you want to ping, you would type in the word ping and then the IP address of the printer. And if it's on, it should reply. If it doesn't.
Okay, command backslash.
No, just CMD.
Yeah.
No, just enter, CMD enter, and now you're going to be at a DOS prompt.
Right.
DOS, isn't that funny? It doesn't even say DOS. You're going to be at a DOS prompt, a command prompt, and you're going to be able to type in, you can type in IP config and you'll see what your IP is, but you want to ping the printer's IP address and see if it responds. Per your comment about being able to print from your phone, it is online. We agree. We agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can't not agree with you. However, maybe you're connected wirelessly in using an app or a tool on your phone, and it may not be online with the network. That is possible.
It might be an ad hoc Wi-Fi status.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you need.
That is my concern.
Yeah. So you need to confirm that your printer is on the same network as your computer. So if your network on your. We're running out of time here. If your network is 192.168.1.1, make sure your printer is 192.168.1.8, let's say. Has to be on the same network. That last digit is just its address. Jack, I'm sorry we ran out of time again. So I want to thank you for calling, though. I want to thank everybody for calling today on this show. We appreciate it very much. I want to thank Joy Burgoyne, the amazing Joy Burgoyne, for producing for us. I want to thank Mike G for posting everything over on our Facebook page and our Twitter page. And Dennis does it here feverishly in the studio over to ComputerTalkWithTab.com.
Remember, we want you to be geeks, too.
We'll see you next week.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.